Hi, this is Jane on Friday, August 21st, reading the Chelsea Record, August 20th edition. Mystic River Watershed Association and City of Everett unveil new mural at Florence Street Park. Officials from the Mystic River Watershed Association, or MyRWA, and the City of Everett are pleased to announce the unveiling of a new mural at Florence Street Park, or Big Flo. The mural was created by MyRWA's artist-in-residence, Andre NXN Duarte, and features native animal characters playing sports with patterns that represent the local environment. Public art has the ability to transform a space and make it feel more welcoming, vibrant, and connected to the community, said Mayor Robert J. Van Kampen. This mural is a great addition to Florence Street Park because it reflects both how our residents use this space and the natural environment around us. I'm grateful to Andre and the Mystic River Watershed Association for bringing this project to Everett and creating something our community can enjoy for years to come. I wanted to create something that represents the park and the activities that people do there and connect it to nature and the ecosystems around us, said Andre NXN Duarte. The animals are all different, just like we are all different, and they are all part of the same community. Andre Duarte is a Boston-based artist born in Columbia. He considers himself a tactical urbanist and loves using art to enliven city spaces and changes people's relationship with public space. He has served as the first ever Mystic River Artist in Residence since 2025. The Mystic River Artist in Residence program is grounded in the belief that creative projects offer unique opportunities to help people connect with and learn about the natural world, making outdoor spaces more accessible and welcoming, and empowering communities to work together to protect and restore the natural resources around us. It is part of the nationwide U.S. Environmental Protection Agency inaugural Artist in Residence program, which supports a broad range of local artists and culture bearers in six geographic areas within National Estuary Program and Urban Waters Federal Partnership locations, including the Mystic River Watershed Urban Waters Federal Partnership, Massachusetts Bay National Estuary Partnership. DiDomenico votes to save ratepayers' money on energy costs. Senator Sal DiDomenico and his colleagues in the Massachusetts Senate passed energy affordability legislation that is projected to deliver billions in savings to ratepayers across the Commonwealth while keeping Massachusetts on track to meet its climate goals. The bill, S-3143, an act to save people money, repair the climate, and grow the economy, tackles rising energy costs head-on by cutting unnecessary fees, evening out price spikes that hit households during high-demand months, cracking down on predatory sales practices by energy suppliers, and steering the state away from expensive infrastructure projects that don't deliver value for taxpayers. Energy bills have been too high in recent years, and for people across my district, especially those with lower income, this can force impossible decisions on people, like paying for the heat or paying for groceries. I am thrilled to move this legislation forward that will bring down energy costs and accelerate our state's transition to renewable energy with less pollution, said Senator Sal DiDomenico. There has been a false narrative that we can either lower ratepayer bills or advance clean energy, when the reality has always been that you need one to do the other. This bill does exactly that. By marrying efficiency programs and clean energy development with customer protections and cutting red tape, we are continuing our state's climate commitments and ensuring electricity and heat is affordable for everyone. The legislation targets the biggest cost drivers that Massachusetts residents face on their monthly bills, including fees, surcharges, and rate adjustments. Cutting out the intermediary on energy purchasing, up to $420 million in savings. Right now, utility companies act as intermediaries when Massachusetts buys clean energy, and they collect a fee for that role. This bill lets the state negotiate those contracts directly, cutting out the fee and saving taxpayers, ratepayers up to $420 million. Evening out seasonal price spikes, $780 million in savings. Energy prices for customers on basic service contracts are currently locked in every 6 months, which can cause sudden jumps in what residents pay. The bill gives regulators more flexibility in how and when prices are set, which is expected to save ratepayers $780 million. Reviewing hidden charges that spike during peak months, $750 million in savings. Bills often include separate reconciling charges that aren't reviewed consistently. The bill requires regulators to reform these charges, particularly ones that spike during high demand months, which will save residents an estimated $750 million. Investigating markups on electric bills, up to $1 billion in savings. A new state investigation will examine whether customers have been overcharged when utilities didn't actively shop for the best electricity rates. Between 2015 and 2024, Massachusetts customers may have paid an estimated $3.4 billion more than necessary. This investigation could lead to savings of up to $1 billion, or roughly $12 a month for a typical household. Cracking down on predatory energy suppliers, more than $650 million in savings. So-called competitive energy suppliers have used aggressive sales tactics to lure customers in with low introductory rates, only to sharply raise prices later. Over the past decade, customers who switched to these suppliers paid an estimated $738.7 million more than if they'd simply stayed with their regular utility company. The bill strengthens consumer protections and enforcement to save ratepayers a projected $650 million. Helping utilities pay down debt without passing it to customers, up to $7.1 billion in savings. The bill allows utility companies to finance certain costs, like those from storm recovery and grid upgrades, at lower interest rates, instead of borrowing at higher costs and passing those costs on to residents. This alone could save ratepayers up to $7.1 billion over 10 years. Streamlining the gas pipe repair program, $1.46 billion in savings. The Gas System Enhancement Plan, a program meant to incentivize utilities to fix aging, leak-prone gas pipes, has ballooned in cost, making up an estimated 8 to 11% of a typical gas bill, while allowing companies to skip standard cost reviews. The bill narrows the program to focus only on pipes that actually need repair, phases it out by 2030, and restores normal oversight, saving ratepayers an estimated $1.46 billion. Making solar and clean energy more affordable up front, $540 million in savings. For homeowners who want to install solar panels or battery storage but can't afford the upfront cost, the bill creates a way to finance that equipment through their utility bill over time. By doing so, it potentially saves consumers $540 million as more households take advantage of it. Cutting red tape and energy planning, $1.7 billion in savings. Utility companies currently plan infrastructure projects through multiple disconnected approval processes, which can overwhelm regulators and often lead to duplicated or unnecessary spending. The bill requires a single, streamlined planning process, helping avoid wasteful projects and saving residents an estimated $1.7 billion. Strengthening the MassSave program. The legislation strengthens the MassSave program, which helps residents weatherize homes and upgrade to energy-efficient equipment by making it more accountable and effective. The bill caps the program's administrative spending, removes a requirement that utility companies automatically receive bonus payments, and creates a new oversight board to keep the program focused on results. Bill Protecting Massachusetts Climate Leadership. The bill preserves the state's commitment to clean energy by adjusting the pace of certain renewable energy purchasing requirements to reflect federal setbacks to offshore wind, supporting renewable natural gas made from food and organic waste, and allowing outside investment in upgrading the electric grid to handle growing demand. Having passed both chambers of the legislature, the bill will now go through a reconciliation process to resolve differences before a final version is sent to the governor. New England Patriots invite Chelsea students, CHS football, and CPD's Build the Base team to attend 2026 preseason game. The invitation came after 25 Chelsea High School football student-athletes, accompanied by CHS football coach David Roque and Chelsea High School Resource Officer, SRO, Damian Strait, attended Patriots practice on Saturday, August 1. Strait is the founder of the Build the Base program, an initiative focused on creating positive opportunities for youth through strength and conditioning and physical fitness. The opportunity to attend practice arose from Strait's work with youth in the community. We are incredibly grateful to the New England Patriots for providing this special opportunity for our Chelsea students and community. Experiences like this create memories that our students will carry with them for years to come, said CPS Superintendent Dr. Almi G. Abeda. Thank you to Officer Damian Strait, Coach David Roque, and all of our partners for continuing to open doors and create meaningful opportunities for Chelsea's young people. The City of Chelsea couldn't be more proud to partner with our public schools, police department, and New England Patriots to give our students this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, said Chelsea City Manager Fidel Maltese. Chelsea youth need opportunities, especially ones that take them beyond Chelsea, and for that, we are grateful to the Patriots for continuing to do just that. The Chelsea Police Department is incredibly proud of our Build the Base program and the strong partnership we share with the Chelsea Public Schools. Providing our students and the CHS football team with the opportunity to attend the Patriots game is a wonderful testament to this collaboration. Our officers are dedicated to supporting and mentoring these young people, and we are thrilled to see them recognized with such an exciting experience, Chelsea Police Department Chief Keith E. Houghton added. Strait, with support from the Chelsea Police Department, Chelsea Public Schools, and community partners, organized two Build the Base youth camps for students during February and April school vacation weeks, focused on strength, conditioning, and discipline for high school students. The work has continued this summer, as Strait and Build the Base have worked with Roque on strength and conditioning programs to prepare the Red Devils for the upcoming football season. Training camp for the football team began in August. Chelsea's first game of the 2026 season is on September 11 at Lowell Catholic at 7 p.m. The team's home opener is on September 25th at 6 p.m. against Hamilton Wenham at CHS. Chelsea Cultural Council announces 2027 funding applications open September 1. The Chelsea Cultural Council, or CCC, has announced applications for funding through its 2027 local Cultural Council, or LCC, grant program will open at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, September 1, 2026, via the Massachusetts Cultural Council's SimpleServe application portal, available at www.massculturalcouncil.org/communities/local-cultural-council-program. The CCC encourages organizations and individuals planning cultural, educational, and artistic activities that enrich the lives of Chelsea residents in 2027 to apply. The deadline to submit an application is 11:59 p.m. on October 15th. To support new applications as well as returning applicants, the CCC will host two information sessions, a virtual session on Tuesday, September 8th at 6 p.m. via Zoom, with the Zoom link for the session available at www.chelseama.gov/CCC, and an in-person session on Tuesday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. in the Chelsea Public Library Basement Auditorium at 569 Broadway. Every year, the LCC grant program funds a variety of Chelsea projects, ranging from community events to educational programs that celebrate the city's diverse cultural heritage. In 2026, the program provided nearly $40,000 in grants to support a wide range of community activities, such as astronomy nights, the upcoming Mary O'Malley Kite Festival set to take place Saturday, September 25th from 12 to 3 p.m., the upcoming Chelsea's annual Day of the Dead, open to the public from Saturday, October 31st through Sunday, November 1st, and several others. The Chelsea Cultural Council is a volunteer board supported by the Mass Cultural Council. Council members encourage culture and diversity in the city of Chelsea by funding projects in the arts, humanities, and sciences, including exhibits, lectures, concerts, festivals, performances, classes, and school field trips. The CCC places an emphasis on locally based artists and programs that have the greatest impact on the Chelsea community. Members of the council are volunteers appointed by the city manager for up to two consecutive three-year terms. They consist of artists, art administrators, and other community members interested in local public arts and cultural programming. For more information, visit www.chelseama.gov/CCC. And if you have any questions, please contact Cultural Council at chelseama.gov. Chelsea Charter Review Committee seeking community input. The Chelsea City Council's Charter Review Committee has announced it is seeking input from community members as it conducts its review over the next 6 months. All residents are welcome to recommend changes through a Google form available at www.chelseama.gov/charter-review. The committee accepts proposals on an ongoing basis, but each section of the charter has a recommended submission deadline listed below. Submitting by the deadline helps ensure your input is considered before the committee reviews that section. All meetings are open to the public and subject to the Massachusetts Open Meeting Law. Meeting schedule for 2026, Monday, August 31st, Tuesday, September 22nd, Monday, September 28th is tentative, Monday, October 26th, Monday, November 9th, Monday, November 30th, Tuesday, December 15th, and Monday, December 21st, and for 2027, Tuesday, January 5th, and Monday, January 11th. Review order and recommended submission deadlines. Parts 1, 9, and 10, Incorporation, General Provisions, submission deadline is ongoing. Part 4, City Manager/Executive, Submission deadline September 11th. Part 2, City Council/Legislative. Submission deadline October 14th. Part 3, School Committee. Submission deadline October 21st. Part 5, Budgets and Finances. Submission deadline November 1st. Part 6, Boards and Commissions. Submission deadline November 15th. Part 7, Elections. Submission deadline November 15th. Part 8, Citizen Participation Mechanisms. Submission deadline November 15th. With questions, please contact City Council President Roberto Jimenez Rivera at rjimenez@chelseama.gov. More than a checkup, the vital role of annual well child visits. As families prepare for the upcoming school year, many are focused on school supplies, schedules, and getting back into routines. But one of the most important back-to-school steps happens before the first day of class, scheduling a well child visit. Because many pediatric and family practice schedules often fill quickly throughout the summer, now is an ideal time for parents to make appointments. These preventative visits help ensure children and adolescents are ready for the year ahead, not only academically, but physically, emotionally, and developmentally. What is a well-child visit? Well-child visits are annual preventative appointments with a pediatrician or family medicine provider. Sometimes referred to as physicals, these visits help track a child's overall health and development, including growth and developmental milestones, immunizations and preventative screenings, vision and hearing checks, emotional and behavioral health. Beyond these clinical measures, well-child visits also give parents a chance to complete school or sports forms and raise any concerns before the school year begins. More importantly, they create dedicated time for families and providers to discuss a child's overall well-being, connecting physical health with emotional wellness and any developmental concerns that may affect success in school and at home. Mental health is a part of overall health. The broader view of a checkup may be especially important when it comes to mental health. A child's emotional well-being may be closely linked to their physical health. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, approximately 1 in 5 children ages 3 to 17 in the U.S. has a diagnosable mental, emotional, or behavioral disorder. Mental health needs can look different depending on age and stage of development. Young children may experience separation anxiety or behavioral outbursts. School-age children may struggle with focus, stress, or social challenges. Teens may show changes in mood, sleep, or engagement. While many of these changes are a normal part of growing up, they can also signal when additional support may be needed. The good news is that early conversations with a pediatrician can make a difference. A well-child visit is a natural time to check in and help children understand that it's okay to talk about how they're feeling. These conversations may also help normalize emotional health as an essential part of routine care. To help support these conversations and preventative care visits, families are encouraged to review their health plan benefits and available resources, as many plans include behavioral health support and programs like child and family behavioral coaching, which may help families navigate everyday emotional and behavioral challenges. The importance of dental and vision care. Don't forget to take advantage of vision and dental benefits to help make sure kiddos are ready to learn. Vision benefits may include annual eye exams that can detect changes in eyesight that may affect learning in the classroom. More than 600,000 children and teens in the U.S. suffer from some form of vision loss. School-based screenings are valuable, but may not detect more complex issues. Annual comprehensive eye exams are recommended throughout the school years. Dental benefits may include routine cleanings and exams that help catch concerns before they become more serious. Tooth decay or cavities is one of the most common chronic diseases among children and may contribute to missed days at school. Help monitor teeth and gum health with dental exams twice a year. Ensure your children are brushing for 2 minutes twice a day and flossing daily. And don't forget a healthy diet. Proper nutrition is essential when it comes to supporting your child's physical and emotional health, plus their growth and development. That includes meals with a variety of vegetables, whole fruits, grains, dairy, and proteins. It's best to avoid foods high in added sugars, saturated fats, and sodium. Scheduling a well child visit is a simple but important step that gives families the opportunity to address concerns, support a child's overall well-being throughout the year. Dr. Anna Stankovich, Chief Medical Officer, UnitedHealthcare of New England. City of Chelsea to mark 35 years since receivership. Nearly 35 years ago, on September 12, 1991, the city of Chelsea collapsed under the weight of social, moral, and economic bankruptcy. Unable to pay its teachers, firefighters, police officers, or city employees, and $10 million in debt with no relief in sight, Chelsea's government had run out of leadership capable of righting what had gone wrong. Mayor Butch Brennan, who would be Chelsea's last mayor, resigned. The city was placed into state receivership. The Board of Aldermen was abolished, and four of Chelsea's former mayors and a police captain were ultimately arrested and sent to jail. 35 years later, the Chelsea of today has been recognized nationally for innovation, fiscal stability, community resilience, and effective local government. On September 16, 2026, at 6 p.m., the public is invited to travel through that history at Chelsea, Then and Now, a special panel event bringing together for the first time ever in one room Chelsea's first four city managers. Guy Santagate from 1996 to 2000, Jay Ash from 2000 to 2015, Thomas Ambrosino, 2015 to 23, and Fidel Maltese from 2023 to present. I'm sorry, that's all we have time for today.